California employees who seek reproductive health services, including abortions, may be protected in the workplace if a new bill on the governor's desk becomes law. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Caola takes a closer look at the issue.
Religious rights and reproductive health access are again butting heads in California. As it stands, companies can fire workers whose reproductive care violates the workplace's beliefs or code of conduct. For example, abortions, in vitro fertilization, or even pregnancy services for unmarried women. Democratic Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher's bill would make that illegal.
This is not a partisan bill. It's an issue of basic health, privacy, and worker rights.
Some employers see Gonzalez-Fletcher's bill as an affront to their First Amendment rights. Greg Burt is with the Christian-affiliated California Family Council.
How can you tell a pro-life organization or church or school that they can't hire people that agree with their views on abortion or sex before marriage? I don't understand how this is not going to cause huge lawsuits.
If signed, the bill takes effect in 2018. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.